Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
When I die and I lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go.
Okay, I say play Dan. Dom Giordano Show, big issues, big guest. And I saw Fox and Friends had Timothy Cardinal Dolan on this morning, very appropriate on Good Friday, particularly this year. And we do welcome back and are thrilled to have the Archbishop of the City of Philadelphia, Nelson Perez, back with us here on Talk Radio 1210 on Good Friday. Archbishop, thank you, particularly on this day of days, to join us.
Thank you, Dom, for having me back on your show.
Well, I follow. I'm on. You guys are very good, Ken and everybody else there, with updating what the Archdiocese is doing constantly. So I get all those advisories. And I didn't want to forget this in the heat of talking about Easter, that you're calling upon the faithful today to join in a national moment of prayer on Good Friday.
Absolutely. At 12 o'clock today, uniting with Archbishop Gomez, who's the president of the Bishops' Conference, to pray together for the end of this pandemic and to pray for those who are ill and those who have unfortunately died and those that suffer now their loss. Prayer is the most important and powerful means to navigate this crisis.
And Archbishop, though, you've been very nuanced on this the last time we had you on. You know, some people push back on prayer when you say that. And they don't get it. We're not talking about just praying then doing anything. You were careful to talk about the science of this, social distancing and the like. And I know that people of your stripe reaching that level, I remember from the previous Archbishop, you know, you guys are not anti-science. Science is part of being a good Catholic.
Oh, absolutely, right? It's science and faith in many ways go together. And so we have to be prudent and we have to be responsible because prayer is powerful, but science informs us and guides us. And so we have to be really prudent and be able to care for each other, right, and take care of and watch out for each other. And so we heed the call that that has been made to us by civil authorities to avoid gathering in big groups, because that's the way, at least right now, we're going to, in a sense, quench the power of this virus.
Archbishop, Good Friday, back in the day, I don't know, 20, 25, 30 years ago, I remember Major League Baseball scheduled a game at high noon. I was doing talk radio then, and people went nuts. That was kind of a pivot point toward saying that Good Friday is not observed in the way that it used to be. We're a more secular society. But I would think, you probably have a sense, I do too, with people kind of hunkered down across the country, this Good Friday and connection to that is a little bit different from the hustle bustle usually.
Without a doubt, you know, this this crisis has brought us all to a certain space of silence. And in embracing that silence, then we hear the Spirit of God speaking to us in our hearts about His love and His presence as we celebrate in a very powerful way today on Good Friday.
Archbishop, have you ever gone to what I believe are reputed to be the Stations of the Cross? I took listeners to Israel, I think it was 2014, and I've never forgotten right there, there's kind of a market around it. But even today, imagining that, looking at the cobblestones, looking at the harshness of it, etc., it is just remarkable when you're actually standing there. Out of everything I've ever seen, that's the number one thing to me.
Yes, I've been there like three times myself, right? And and prayed the Stations of the Cross through Old City Jerusalem. It's very moving, that knowing that in that particular spot of the world, you know, the death and the resurrection of Christ changed the world, changed the way we view each other and actually gave us this incredible hope.
Absolutely. And we're definitely in the season of hope. So your Easter message and Mass will be delivered virtually this year. Talk about that a little bit, how people can access it, whether they're Catholics or not, and what you're thinking about. I'm sure you have a message in mind, but then I guess you polish it as you get closer to the moments on Easter Sunday.
Absolutely. You know, we have taken church to people's homes in a way. I know, and people say it's not the same, and I understand that, but we're doing the best that we can. And so today at 3 o'clock, we'll be holding our Good Friday service right from the cathedral, and it will be seen virtually. All these things could be accessed through the Archdiocese of Philadelphia webpage and Facebook page. Tomorrow night at 8, we'll be celebrating the Easter Vigil, and Sunday at 11, we'll be celebrating Easter Mass. And so people are gathering in homes with their families, around their computers and televisions to gather together, because this is a time to come together as family, as a family of faith. It's a time to celebrate more than ever this Easter season that's coming upon us, these holy days, that actually could have not come at a better time, because it gives us a context upon which to live and process these days that are challenging for the whole world.
Do you talk about, Archbishop, have you talked about the notion I mentioned early on introducing you, a plague and plagues throughout the Bible, throughout most top-flight people I've ever heard who are ministering of one sort or another? It does come up. It's a repeating theme, and the overcoming of them. I'm thinking back to Egypt and things like that.
I've heard people talk about that this way, and I don't necessarily refer to it that way. The fact is that the world is an imperfect world, and viruses happen, and people get sick. But what's important of it all is that in the midst of this storm, that the Lord is present in our midst, and He's present in the compassion of people. He's present with, oh my God, our healthcare workers, doctors and nurses and paramedics and support staff, who ambulance workers. You know, they're in the front lines of this. And you know, last night I spoke about them at the Holy Thursday evening, where traditionally we have the ritual washing of the feet.
Yes.
And this year it didn't happen, at least in the sanctuary. But I said, but you know what? It's happening out there. It's happening in the lives of people who are taking care of each other and tending to the sick in hospitals and in ambulances, and people in neighborhoods who are watching out for those who are vulnerable and elderly and lonely. The washing of the feet is really happening, and they are all expressions of the presence of God in our midst and His love that is taking care of us through all of this. And this too will pass, and we will look upon this in the future and look back, and hopefully we will have learned great lessons from this, and good will come out of it.
Archbishop, what is your email box like, or people that contact you during this? Mine is overflowing with people looking for help because of the business, the shutdown. We're working with all kinds of people around this in Pennsylvania. What kind of interaction are you getting as someone who leads so many Catholics in our area?
Well, people have questions. They wish they could go to church. They express their needs and their fears. We're blessed with a wonderful group of loving people at Catholic Social Services and our nutritional services that are, helping and serve. They continue to work. They haven't stopped. They continue to serve those who are vulnerable. People are gathering in schools and community centers and giving out over 7,000 meals every day. All these things are great signs of the resilience of people and the care of people. So, yes, people do write and people do call and expressing their concerns and their hopes and their fears. And I try to reassure them as much as I can.
Well, you seem to me, just by watching you at events and what I've heard from other people, as a very, very welcoming, physically welcoming, hands-on person. So, Is that something you're going to have to restrain yourself from when this is over? Or will that be your style? You know, I'm talking about 6 months from now or something. Have you thought about that?
I am who I am.
Yeah.
And of course, right now, it's frustrating, right? Because mm-hmm. I think that's one thing I've heard from people, right? That we can't hug each other, we can't hold our hands, that physical distance is not the way we're nailed together as human beings, right? So we want to be in contact with people, and that's the way kind of God made us, but the circumstance has thwarted that a bit. But that will come back as well. It's part of expressing our human warmth and our care for people.
We're talking with Archbishop Perez as we near Easter. Archbishop, we asked your staff, too, to get to know you a little bit more. Is there a sport that you follow? Is there a particular team? Is there a particular hobby for you? Things of that nature?
Well, I watch the big games, both in baseball and football and basketball. I watch the really big games and exciting games. And, of course, now I'm all about the Phillies and the Eagles and hopefully the baseball season will begin soon and bring that incredible pastime back to people's lives.
Absolutely. Archbishop, the last time you were with us, you had a prayer for us. I think particularly today, Good Friday, heading toward Easter, we are in need of that. We had a lot of response by people. I wanted you to know that it was tremendous, the feeling they had by actually having you here, even though virtually on the line, not in studio with me. If you have a prayer today, we'd love to hear it.
Absolutely. And so I invite all of us, all the people that hear us at this time, to just close your eyes and reflect on God's great love for us and his peace and his tranquility. And Almighty God, we thank you for gathering us together on this Good Friday in which we celebrate, remember, and find hope in the sacrifice of your Son on the cross, who taught us how to love and taught us how to hope and taught us how to know that even in the darkest moments, you're present in our midst. And when things seem to have come to an end, in reality, they're only beginning. And so we thank you for this Good Friday, which is good because of your love as expressed through Jesus Christ. And we ask you to continue to help us, to support us, to help us get out of this pandemic quick, to protect families, to bring consolation to those who are suffering loss, and to protect our healthcare workers and paramedics and their support staff who, in so many lines of this pandemic, with compassionate hearts and hands. Be with us, and thank you for your gift of love so powerfully expressed in the sacrifice of your Son on the cross. And we look forward, Lord, to celebrating with great hope the gift of new life and rebirth as we celebrate Easter. Amen.
Amen. Archbishop, one parting question from my producer. He said to ask you about deep sea diving. Is that what you've done?
I've done a lot of diving in my life. It's a wonderful, an incredible experience. Actually, it's a very religious experience because you kind of discover a world in the ocean that most people haven't seen just on television, and it's incredible to see the beauty of that universe that lies under the waters, and that's been a great blessing for me.
Have you been able to keep it up? Will you be doing it?
I haven't
this
done
summer?
It. You know, in the last couple of years since I became a bishop, life has become a bit more complicated.
Right.
but hope to do that soon. But I have great, great memories of that.
Well, Archbishop, thank you, and thanks for being so generous with your time. We'd love to see you in studio when everything permits. Happy
I would
Easter,
love that, Tom.
And thank you very much, Archbishop.
Thank you, and have a blessed Good Friday and happy Easter.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.